Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Let's talk China and U.S. beef exports. Back on that in just a moment.
How do you decide which heifers to select or sell? Visual inspection alone leaves a lot to chance. Back your hunch with Inherit Select from Zoetis. It's a genetic test designed for commercial replacement heifers. You gain valuable predictions, including cow fertility, size and soundness, feed efficiency, growth and carcass merit, as well as easy-to-use economic indexes. This improves your selection, breeding and marketing decisions. Learn more at InheritProgress.com or contact your local Zoetis representative.
Hey, cattle producers, Superior Livestock's got Labor Day 38 coming up, offering 63,000 head on the 7th and 8th of September. It'll be seen live on Dish Network Channel 997, SLA TV, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Auction starting both days at 8 a.m. Central Time. Wednesday, feeder steers and heifers from across the country. Then Thursday, wean calves and calves on cows. Call Superior 800-422-2117 or go to SuperiorLivestock.com. Some talk in cattle circles about concerns regarding U.S. beef exports into China. Given the tensions between the United States and the Chinese regarding Taiwan, still, latest beef export numbers for China Hong Kong showed over $240 million sold in the month of June. That's the most recent month we have. That was actually making China Hong Kong the largest value destination for U.S. beef that month. Of course, the month of June was before all the brouhaha over Nancy Pelosi making a trip to Taiwan. Kent Backus with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association says the Trump administration deserves a lot of credit for making China a top-tier destination.
Well, and you look at China before the Phase One agreement, and even still today, they've come a long way, but they had a very protectionist mindset. It was not one that accepted international trade. It did not accept a lot of technology and food production because of the Phase One agreement, and because the United States, you know, took a lot of time to work with their regulators and with their government officials to help them understand the safety of these technologies, like hormones, beta agonists, the antibiotics, and the proper usage of those technologies that help us raise, you know, healthy livestock, healthy crops, and feed the world. Once the Chinese were able to understand that and realize that, you know, we weren't trying to cause them harm, we were trying to feed them the same high quality products we feed Americans, then they had a change of heart, had a change of mindset. But that takes a long time, and it takes it takes a lot of investment and time and resources to do that.
Clearly for the beef industry, it's paid off in spades. Kent, what about the philosophy that the administration, the Trump administration, took regarding bilaterals? They backed away from the multilateral deals that have been pushed by the Obama administration and perhaps would be more preferred by the Biden administration if they get around to some sort of a trade agenda in the next couple of years. Clearly, there really seems to be a philosophical difference in how they've approached dealing with other countries.
Yeah, and you know, I think you raise a good point there. I mean, there really is a difference in philosophy when it comes to trade between the two administrations. You know, the Trump administration was definitely looking at profitability and bringing jobs back to the U.S. and really just, you know, advancing trade standards and having the U.S. write a lot of these global standards, but doing it country by country. The Biden administration, it looked like they were going to switch back to more of a multilateral approach, but still, you know, engage in a similar way to the Obama administration and go after tariffs, go after, you know, all these trade barriers and still advance science-based trade. But the Biden administration, it's different. You know, COVID definitely impacted a lot of the mindset of our folks in power. And so it's gone away from a profitability mindset to more of a security mindset. So you're looking at secured supply chains, trusted trade partners, but also there's some hesitancy there to kind of rock the boat with labor and address, you know, tariff barriers. So, you know, it really is a difference of viewpoints. We still think that, you know, there's an opportunity here to engage, whether it's on the multilateral or bilateral front. We're gonna try to work with this administration, but, you know, we're staying true to our principles. We still think that if you're going to do the non-tariff issues, you got to address market access and tariff issues. Otherwise, it's going to be hard to enforce a lot of this. And so maybe there'll be a change of heart in the next couple of years. But we're going to continue to focus on trying to open these markets and then improving the access we already have with the agreements from the Trump administration, the Obama administration, and beyond.
Senior Director for International Trade and Market Access for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Kent Backus. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Hey, cattle producers, Superior Livestock's got Labor Day 38 coming up, offering 63,000 head on the 7th and 8th of September. It'll be seen live on Dish Network Channel 997, SLA TV, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Auction starting both days at 8 a.m. Central Time. Wednesday, feeder steers and heifers from across the country. Then Thursday, wean calves and calves on cows. Call Superior 800-422-2117 or go to SuperiorLivestock.com. And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.